USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another new immigration policy being worked on by the Trump administration, which is now planning to hold migrant families in detention for the entire duration of their immigration proceedings. Acting Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan saying that the current standards incentivize illegal entry. He cites a Supreme Court ruling known as the Flores Agreement, which limits the time families can be detained to 20 days.
This single ruling has substantially caused and continued to fuel the current family unit crisis and the unprecedented flow of Central American families.
The new rule almost certain to face court challenges. The Danish Prime Minister expressing shock after President Trump cancels a long-scheduled state visit to Denmark. Reports are the President did so because he's upset over Denmark's refusal to consider selling Greenland to the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Officials in both countries now confirming the United States and Venezuela have been holding what have until now been secret high-level talks towards ending hostilities between the two sides. Also, the talks are aimed at trying to find ways of solving the economic crisis in Venezuela. A White House spokesman confirming the report, and now Nicolas Maduro, the Venezuelan president's done the same. Could air pollution be causing mental health disorders? Well, maybe so, according to researchers at the University of Chicago. They say they looked at data from Denmark and the United States, which suggests that being exposed to poor air quality when you're young does raise the risk of developing major depression, bipolar disorder, personality disorder, and schizophrenia later in life. The experts say that genetics and neurochemistry probably also play roles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The U.S. troops deployed to the U.S.-Mexico border will be awarded the Armed Forces Service Medal, the honor given to service members who take part in a military operation with significant activity, but in which they encounter no foreign armed threats. Soldiers were first sent to the border in April of 2018 to assist border agents. Over 5,000 active duty and National Guard troops are currently assigned to that border region. Former Minnesota and current Tennessee state quarterback Demaree Croft has been indicted on 6 counts of rape and 2 counts of sexual battery. He has an arraignment set for the 4th of September. The indictment says Croft engaged in unlawful conduct without consent last December. All 8 counts involved the same woman, the 22-year-old Croft started the final 6 games for Minnesota in 2017 before transferring to Tennessee State. And the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development says it's giving nearly $28 million to identify and reduce lead-based paint hazards in older public housing units. Officials say that the grants will go to 38 public housing agencies in 25 states. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.